I pray into the atmosphere. Spirit of God, you're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, calling on the power of heaven. I proclaim every weapon formed against me. It must break in the mighty name of Jesus. I draw a permanent boundary line. The enemy has no rights to come near my family. No scheme could ever undo God's plans. No matter the circumstance, the cross has sealed my destiny. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, calling on the power of heaven. I proclaim that every weapon formed against me must break in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I know that all the power of fear and the darkness must go. Every key to
again here with Amanda Nolan on Behind the Tunes. Learn all about her at amandanolan.com. But you mentioned you started writing songs at 11. Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Unfortunately, I do. Yeah. I do.
What was it called?
It was called First Crush.
And okay.
Again, probably you could probably find it on the internet somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure it's. I mean, if you go to my YouTube channel, I have videos dating back from when I was 11 because my mom just filmed everything and she's like, "You're gonna thank me one day when you have all this footage for the documentary that they make about you." My mom is my biggest fan. So yeah, you could probably find it. It's. I mean, it's not a bad song, but it's definitely just full of cliches for sure.
Yeah, first crush. I think that could be the name of every one of our first songs, probably, whenever we begin. All right, so I figure from 11 to where you are today, you've honed in your craft to some degree. What's your songwriting process like today?
My songwriting process, I feel like with each song, it's kind of different. I've had times where I go into a co-write here in Nashville and I didn't, all I had was a song title. And then we ended up writing something I loved. And then other times I go in with almost a full song and then we kind of finish it from there. But I've always found that for me, inspiration can strike anywhere. So if it's, I heard a song on a TV show and whatever scene it was and how it matched the song, like that kind of sparks some sort of inspiration. And I think finding new artists and just, I think it's really important to listen to all different kinds of music because then you really are able to kind of create your own sound from that and take inspiration from everywhere. So usually it's like I'll get a line, I'll get a verse or an idea for a chorus, and then I just will sit down with my guitar or I'll, you know, it really depends because I think right away I'll figure out, is this a piano song? Is this more of a guitar song? And then I just kind of go on from there.
I love to ask the question because really the way you answered it, there's no real rules to this thing.
Yeah.
You know, every bit of it's a little bit different, and that's part of the beauty of it, or the beauty of it.
Exactly.
Again, we're here with Amanda Nolan on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studio. Let's learn all about her at AmandaNolanMusic.com. Well, Amanda, you've been playing live music, been performing for a long time at this point in your life. It's one of the most fascinating things and wonderful things happen, but goofy stuff happens along the way too. You have an most embarrassing on-stage moment that sticks out in your mind?
Oh, I can think of two
Okay.
immediately. I did have one time when I was performing at some kind of outdoor festival. This was many years ago. And I was in the middle of a song and a bug flew, like a huge bug flew directly into my face and I screamed into the microphone. I hate bugs. I shouldn't say
Okay.
hate because they are God's creation and I should, but I cannot stand bugs. So anytime one comes near me, I am over the top, dramatic, screaming, running away from it. It seems fake, but I promise it's real. That was probably one of the most embarrassing. And then when I was doing, I think it was actually my first musical or maybe my second, it was a dance number. And one of my friends was dancing behind me and she did a cartwheel and she kicked me in the head on stage and I fell to the ground and I had to keep going. This is where the show must go on
That's
rhythm
right.
came in.
That's
I
right.
was hyperventilating, crying, and trying to get my lines out. And it was really bad. She felt terrible. It was just like a horrible accident. And I ended up being fine, but that was also very embarrassing.
Was she supposed to be doing a cartwheel at that moment?
She was, but I think one of us might have not been on our
Yeah,
like
right
spot where we
spot.
should have been. And it was just a freak accident. But yeah, I feel like I blacked out for a minute and was but I remembered my lines and I kept going. So that's all
I was gonna say, like, if she just threw that in there, she's like, I'm going for it, doing a cartwheel right now.
an
Just took you
improv
out.
cartwheel.
Yeah. What are you doing a cartwheel for? Why are you improving cartwheels? This is a terrible idea.
Kicking me in the
Well,
head.
at least it was
All
planned.
right.
And listen, we can hate bugs here. This is a safe place.
Yeah,
We can
this
hate them.
creepy crawly, don't like it.
Yeah. All right.
Take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move
Getting ready to wrap up here with Amanda Nolan on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Again, learn all about her at AmandaNolanMusic.com. Amanda, I'd like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm ready.
If you were in a kitchen appliance, which one would you be?
One of those like conventional ovens that are also air fryers because they can do everything.
Like
Because
you
I
just.
fight all the time.
Like that, I feel like you've thought about this, if I'm being honest with you.
I was just thinking, what's something I used this morning? And I was like, I use that like 3 times a day to
What'd
heat.
you, what did you make this morning in the air fryer?
Well, you can also use it to toast things. So I toasted bread in there and had some avocado toast.
All right, listen, rapid fire is a loosely used term on my show. What is your favorite thing to cook in the air fryer?
Well, I have a few things that I have on like rotation.
Okay.
So I'll get like a gluten-free pizza and you can heat that
Really?
up 8 minutes instead of waiting for the oven to preheat and then you get a, you know, all that. And then I'll do like gluten-free chicken tenders. I eat like a 5-year-old. And I'll put that in salad. It's great. It can really do anything. So I feel like if you want to just be any kind of appliance, might as well be the one that does it all.
So what I'm here's where this is headed. Furry convention 2026. You're gonna get a booth. We're gonna fry things in the air fryer to see how the furries like it.
I think they'll love it.
I think so. I think so. I think
they
so
will.
Too. I think so too. Moving back to rapid fire. What's your favorite junk food?
Any kind of chips. I love salted foods, any kind of chips, any kind of like spicy chip, all about it.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Anything chocolate, peanut butter, brownie.
Okay. If you had to, what color is your toothbrush?
Pink.
In the movie about your life, the Amanda Nolan story, what actress would play you?
Oh, this is hard. Sadie Sink.
Who is that? Sadie, who is this?
It's the
Sadie
person
Sink.
everybody tells me I look like.
Hold on, I'm looking at Sadie Sink. We're looking at, oh, I can see that. What's she in? Spider-Man?
She's in Stranger Things, which I only saw season one, never went back to it. I don't like sci-fi, but she was also in the Taylor Swift
Okay.
short form, and I did see that. But yeah.
Everybody's cutting this show off now, Amanda. We can't talk about Taylor Swift.
Great. It was a great short film, but she
Yeah,
got red hair
I'm looking at her.
skin, so she kind of looks like me. So I figured, hey.
These questions are wild when they I won't go down that road right now, but moving on. All right, so Sadie Sink. Good. That's a good choice because I'm looking at her. You do a favor. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Well, oh, this is hard because I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen many Marvel. Spider-Man, that's Marvel, right?
I think so. That's why I asked the question.
Well, Spider-Man is my favorite. Like, I've
Yeah.
seen all of them a billion times, but I guess he's the only real, like, super whatever in that. So, Spider-Woman.
That's why I like, well, now we're making things up. That's why I like to ask the question. It's because it goes one of two ways. There's never in between. If somebody's like, I have no idea, and they make something out like Spider-Woman. Or they're like, they've got strong opinions about it. They're like, this is the one, some obscure thing. It's like, nobody's even seen that. Nobody knows who that is. No one's
Spider
gonna.
Woman, because I feel like it'd be really fun to just like fly around the city and
I'm
like
with you on this. I'm with you
thing.
on this. What's your favorite board game?
I was gonna say Monopoly, but that causes you to fight with people and it's never pretty. I don't know. I'm actually gonna go with Monopoly.
That's
I like
fine. That's a
the
good
drama.
classic.
I like
Well,
the drama.
next time you're playing Monopoly and it gets heated, just bring up, did you know that Pennsylvania once had a hair display? George Washington was there. It'll just calm things down. It'll
Yeah.
calm things
Throw
down.
people off their game.
What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
SpongeBob.
It's
My dad loved
acceptable.
it.
It's
Yeah,
your
my dad would
dad.
put it on really for him to watch, and then we would just watch it with him.
Love it. You have a time machine for one day. Where do you go?
I would go back to any like Christmas when I was a kid, because that was just my favorite time ever. It
Nice.
was that's when all my siblings were home and like because I'm the youngest of four, so it's like the worst. You watch all your siblings move out. But yeah, when we were all together for one day.
Last but not least, something you hate, because we can say hate, that everyone else loves.
That most people love, I would say, is like raw fish, like sushi.
So you're anti-sushi.
I can do like the cooked one, but raw fish. Not my thing. My fiance loves it and it grosses me out every time. I can't. I don't like raw food and like steak too. Like when people have like raw, no, like rare, nope. I like medium well or well done. Anything that's undercooked, can't do it.
I'm with you on this. I'm with you on this. I told you at the beginning, I said I hate more things than I care to admit, I think. It's alarming. I probably should get help, but I'm with you on that. Some people, the steak's still mooing. Like that
Yeah.
thing's still alive. You gotta
No,
kill it.
I don't like it. I don't like any pink in the steak. I don't like it in burgers either. I'm like, just cook it.
Let's cook the food.
Right?
It's fair. She's Amanda Nolan. On Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at amandanolanmusic.com. Amanda, you've been a ton of fun today. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me. This was so fun.
Good.
Feeling anxious happens on occasion. The feelings I don't deal with overflowing from the basement. I think I've hit a limit. God, it's been a minute. Couple heartbreaks, couple hard days since I paid you a visit. So here I am, back again, asking how I'm ever gonna make it out. You told me once, you told me twice, you say it again 1,000 times. With the love I have for you.
not there when the truth falls. Same way that blind faith is the end all and the be all. Going through the motions, missing all the moments. Time flies and like that I'm right back to broken. But you told me once, you told me twice. You say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong. Your hallelujah song. Oh, you're gonna make it through. With the love I have for you. No better kind, no greater truth. The love that I have for you. It's river wide, it's to the moon. You'll be alright, you'll make it. With the love I have for you. Ain't a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong. Your hallelujah song. Oh, you're gonna.
I've never seen a morning the sun forgot to rise. In every single detail you're faithful every time. I've never lived a moment that you weren't by my side. Cause you've never made a promise, turned around and changed your mind. You've never left me in the cold. Never hurt me or let me go. You never be abandoned in the dead of night. I'll never have to worry if I'll be alright. I'll never have to wonder if I'm on your mind. I'll never see a breakthrough come that isn't right on time.
Said that I'm okay. Cause right now I'm lost and lost count of the broken prayers I've prayed. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I believe you when you say. The future, 'cause I know your plans are good for me. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I believe you when you say.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.